go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Murphy.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. When did you arrive in Bangkok?
I'm in Bangkok, and I'm on my way home. We've got something going, though. I'm going to leave here at 12:30 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure yet what time I'll be in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not real sure that I've got a reservation. I thought I had one made in Vientiane, and then I saw when I got here that my name wasn't on the passenger list, so I've got to start on that in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But let me give you the a rundown on it.
Good.
Good.
I have a complete report written, which I'll get to you as soon as I can get it typed up.
Right.
Right.
I had seven separate meetings with Vantan.
Mm-hmm.
On five different days. There were 2 days when I didn't see him at all, and 2 days when I saw him twice,
mm-hmm.
including two evening meals at the embassy,
mm-hmm.
which was a first, I think. I couldn't get him away from the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
We had a number of very good conversations, I suppose totaling about 18 hours altogether.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
And he recommended a visa for me. And Hanoi first turned him down because of the bombings. And then he appealed and they reconsidered. And said they would grant the visa when I did certain things, and the certain things are the sort of agreement that Vantan and I came to about some of the strategies that we outlined before we left.
Mm-hmm.
Now the first of these, and all this sounds a bit overwhelming, I don't know if I've got the stomach for it or not. I'll probably recharge my batteries when I get home and get less lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm to prepare a list of 27 technical people.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, let me get my list and tell you how they break out.
Okay.
Okay.
Murphy, these 27 are to be, let's see, five flood control engineers,
mm-hmm.
Five specialists in road and bridge construction,
mm-hmm.
Five sanitation engineers,
mm-hmm.
Five computer technicians,
mm-hmm.
and seven persons qualified to train medical laboratory personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say in the report, I don't know why the number 27 was specified, but in the context of the conversation, there was to be a trade-off of technical expertise for sick and wounded prisoners, and so my guess is that there are 27 prisoners in the North Vietnamese hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm to present a complete scenario of who these experts are and a plan for their loan. They would be prepared to work alongside the North Vietnamese for at least 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
to repair and rebuild the American bombs have destroyed, and in providing technical assistance in these other areas where they need it right now. Now, this scenario would be presented, and all of this is highly confidential, and it would be presented to as yet unspecified the North Vietnamese in Paris, who would then, with whom I would discuss it there, they would then do something with it, forward it to Hanoi, whereupon Hanoi would invite me to go there to discuss the matter further.
Any type of time frame on this, Ralph?
This is to be done within a few weeks, was the closest I could pin time down on that.
You mean totally consummated within a few weeks or presented within a few weeks?
That is unclear, and he wouldn't be pressed on it. Now, I have the feeling that there is some time pressure on it, because Tan thinks that he may not be in Vientiane after March. His 3 years are up in March. And he thinks he might be moved back to the foreign ministry in Hanoi. This is a fantastic guy, Murphy. He wants to be the first Vietnamese ambassador to Washington. And I don't think I'd bet against him right now. Okay, the second point is that I'm to either gather or write materials on, quote, revolutionary America or early American history, suitable for publication by the Solidarity Committee in Hanoi. These materials might later be adopted for use in selected parts of the North Vietnamese secondary school curriculum. I'm reading now from a portion of the report.
Right.
When I went to Hanoi, I would officially be the guest of our friend Quat, and I would bring to the Solidarity Committee a financial contribution from the American people for the ongoing work of the committee.
Was the amount stipulated or discussed?
The amount was not stipulated.
Any hints?
Not even any hints. Now, one thing that in an early conversation, I think it was about the third one, Tan mentioned the financial difficulties of this committee, saying that it was tolerated but not sponsored by the government. And so on my way to the airport this afternoon, I cashed the last traveler's check that I had and dropped the remainder of my travel funds, which amounted to $900, by the embassy as a contribution to this committee. And that really impressed Tom. The third item is that I'm to communicate with Tan at least fortnightly about political developments in the United States, sending him any analytical data which might help him in his analyses. He, in turn, will acknowledge my data and keep me informed about the status of my visa application and the place of the prisoner issue in the government's thinking.
What is the place of that issue at the moment?
On a back burner because of the bombardment. I definitely have a feeling that if it hadn't been for that piece of luck, I would be in Hanoi now. By the way, Tan gave me this afternoon the names of six new prisoners, and I don't know whether you have these back home or not. I don't even know who won the game. Did Dallas win?
Yes, Dallas won 14-3. And Miami beat Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I stopped a fella down in the lobby here and asked him about the bowl games a little while ago, but he didn't know about the others.
Mm-hmm.
The names I have here, and I saw, this is the most amazing thing, Murphy, this afternoon, well, this morning, the ICC plane came to Vientiane from Hanoi, and they brought an hour's length film of the results of the bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw that.
Who brought it out? Japanese or who? Or was it brought to the North Vietnamese embassy? Or was it brought by a Japanese film crew or someone like that?
I don't know who took it to the embassy itself. It was already there when I got there.
In other words, it was at the embassy.
Right. I saw the film at the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
At the North Vietnamese embassy.
Was there a great deal of destruction?
Yes, there was, but it didn't seem to me, it seemed to me pretty indiscriminate.
Mm-hmm.
And Ton expressed the view to me that militarily the bombardment was not a success from our point of view.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, he also gave me some prints showing, for example, the hospital that was destroyed and a couple of ID cards of downed pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got these six names. Do you have these?
There have been some names, but why don't you just read those off?
All right. Lynn Ellis Gunther,
G-U-E-N-T-H-E-R. Yes, his name has been mentioned.
Okay, Captain Air Force.
Right.
Dale Francis Coons, K-O-O-N-S.
Right.
First Lieutenant Air Force. Lawrence Jean Stoltz, S-T-O-L-Z, Captain Air Force.
Right.
Lean Alice Walter, Captain Air Force.
Right.
Who's injured. Now, those four were shot down on the 26th.
Right.
Now, these two are Navy, and they were shot down on the 30th, he said. Norris Alfonso Charles, Lieutenant, and David Presley Hoffman, Lieutenant Commander.
Right.
Now, did you have any of
those? Yes, I think we have all six of those. They have released them through Radio Hanoi.
Oh, okay.
But they are only one of them he mentioned as being seriously injured.
Yeah, that's Walter.
Yes.
He said in the hospital, but he didn't say how seriously injured.
I see. It sounds like you've had a very busy time.
Details which, you know, I have here and which I want to have a remembering session with you.
Would it be possible to, why don't you just come from L.A. through here en route to Pensacola and we can get it all down so each of us will know what we're talking about and will only mean 5 or 6 hours to you.
Okay. Good.
If you could do that and let me know either when you get to Honolulu or Los Angeles and I'll meet the flight and pick you up.
Okay, real good, Murphy. Maybe we can get a tape recorder out and just, you know, think out loud.
Right.
Let me remember all I can from the conversation.
Were you led to believe that you were the first person or the only person with such a plan going?
Yes. He said that there was a group called Peace or something. It was the Crosby Group in California.
Mm-hmm.
That also had some kind of engineering in return for prisoners thing going,
mm-hmm.
or proposed, but the way we were talking about this is that they're very sensitive to a ransom type arrangement or a tit for tat. They don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
They will take technical assistance as a people-to-people thing, and then they'll negotiate separately for release of the prisoners. But he was very careful about that. That he wanted to work out very carefully what the news release would be like and what the propaganda would be and so forth.
Now you say they would work out separately the release for the prisoners. They would do that with a private group, not necessarily with a government group?
That's right.
Okay.
So there would not necessarily be a connection there, at least an obvious one.
Was it necessary at any point in time to mention a certain individual that we are very close to and is very concerned about this?
No, it was not.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he didn't ask much of me in the way of credentials. He just rather accepted me the way I came,
mm-hmm.
which was a little surprising.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already decided he was going to trust me before we ever had the first conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, I think, risk some of his prestige at home by appealing the first Hanoi no.
Mm-hmm.
My impression is that he sent a rather blistering message as a result of that, and he did get a compromise out of it.
Do you get the feel at all that there is about to be some movement on the POWs?
There is movement now. I just don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Is this through private sources, do you gather, or is it government to government?
I can't tell right now. That's the kind of thing we need to talk. Let me try to pick out of...
Okay, we'll talk about that when you get home, then. Where are you staying in Bangkok?
I'm staying at the Siam in room 234.
All right. You will be there how long?
Until about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, so you will be there another 12 hours.
Right.
Okay. We might want to get back in touch after we dissect some of this.
Okay, good.
One thing, just to clarify, and before it hits you cold when you get back, I had a call yesterday from an eastern city, someone connected with the National League, wanting to know what I knew about a professor from Pensacola that was over there. I was told that there was a story in a paper in Pensacola which said that this person had left for the Far East after a trip to Dallas, and he was carrying with him an open $1 billion check.
What?
And,
my goodness.
So I checked last night and with Mrs. With your wife, and she said she knew nothing about a newspaper story. Apparently it came from some family member in Pensacola, someone by the name of Anderson, who has a son-in-law or something that is downed.
Anderson, I don't know that name.
But did you discuss with anyone before you left any of the process that was about to develop?
Some of the ABC people there, John Miller and Ken Larson, knew that I was coming out, and they did just a very brief clip on it, but they didn't say anything about Dallas. It was just a very general kind of thing.
Well, this story also went on to say that I had been to Paris, and the North Vietnamese had refused to see me, but had indicated they would see you.
Hmm.
But
that's news to me.
Just so you'll be aware of it, someone apparently is talking, and of course we know nothing about it. We know nothing about your trip or anything.
They said this was in a Pensacola paper.
I was led to believe that, but then that it had. I later found the information had been relayed to the league office by a Mrs. Anderson, who is a family member of some sort.
Well, I don't know an Anderson there or anywhere for that matter.
Mm-hmm. But the posture remains the same. There is no connection. We know nothing whatsoever about your trip. We do know you from days gone by when you escorted the student groups over.
Right.
But that's all we know.
Okay, good. Murphy, would you call Nancy tell her that I'm on my way home?
I will, and by way of information, I spoke with her last evening because I had not heard, and I was just wondering if she had. And she said that your stepfather was hospitalized, but he is not critical or anything like that, said you were aware of his illness. And she had been spending some time at the hospital, and that your mother was concerned, but she thought that she was more concerned because of the death of a friend, someone who did their tax returns or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
More concerned about that than anything. But she did want you to have that information in case I spoke with you.
Okay.
And said that your family is fine. And that they miss you, of course, but everybody is fine except for your stepfather.
Good. Well, just tell her that I'm on my way home, and I'm just not sure when I'll be there because I don't know what the connections are that I'll get.
Right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you, hearing from you when you can next get stateside and so forth.
Okay.
Now, is there any, excuse me, anything else? Did you see at any time any American officials and so forth make any contacts?
I didn't talk to a single American while I was there, and as far as I know, they didn't know I was there.
Right. Did you stay at the Lang Syne?
I did stay at the Lang Syne, right.
Good. Did you talk to Max Coffier?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I went by his office once, but he wasn't there. But the way the conversation with Ton's driver met me at the airport.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that it was Ton's driver. He had on one of these regular airport porter's costumes and just took my bag and to the car, kind of off on the side, and Ton was in the car.
Oh, I see.
It was something right out of a page of a novel or something.
Very good. Very good.
Then I thought after that the best thing to do would be just to maintain the integrity of the relationship with Ton and not talk to anybody else.
Right.
So I didn't talk to any American, very few anybody else for that matter, and so it was kind of a lonely stay. But the exchange with Ton more than made up for that.
Right. Now, do you feel that these people that they specify that they want in country to do their work, that they want them soon, or will they want them only after they survey all of the biographical sketches that you provide for them?
I think they want to survey very, very close to the biographical sketches. And I don't know, frankly, Murphy, I can't tell how serious they are about this. They definitely have left it up to us to provide the plan, to talk about the plan with people.
In other words, the final decision would be made after you come up with the 27 names and physically take them, number one, to Paris and then on to Hanoi.
Right, and discuss just how the loan would take place and that kind of thing. Apparently they're giving themselves more time to think about it, but they're interested enough to have gone this far.
Did he at any time hint that there was to be some Christmas film coming shortly or anything like that?
No, he said nothing about that.
But you do believe that there are 27 prisoners that would be exchanged for these 27 people you're talking about?
That is my guess. I can't think of why else he would have specified that number.
But he did say that prisoners would be exchanged for these men. He just didn't say what number.
Right. Do we have any idea how many injured prisoners there are?
We don't. We don't. I have no idea how many injured or hospitalized prisoners.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody in country would have that particularly up-to-date information as would the man you were talking with.
Yeah.
Now, you are to contact him in 10 days, right? And each 10 days thereafter.
That's right. I'm to send him something every 2 weeks for the indefinite future.
I see. And at no time was there any tie or hint or mention of our organization or individuals in our organization?
Right. Absolutely not.
Was there any condemnation or general talk about people who adopt attitudes such as ours has in the past?
No, not at all. He was, the only thing he was in a mood to condemn was the bombardment, which he said would only increase the morale of the North Vietnamese, et cetera, you know.
Is he totally embracing the liaison committee? Or did he mention that?
We didn't even talk about the liaison committee, but Con is very definitely on in the party that wants to reach an accommodation with the United States. I think one reason he was incensed by the bombing is that it hurt the efforts of that party within the government to find some means of accommodation.
Did he mention his meeting with Hope?
Yes, he did.
What was the outcome?
So I asked him about it as a conversation gambit. He said Hope was very serious, that he didn't, that Tan didn't take seriously Hope's offer, that he thought Hope was seeking publicity, and therefore he didn't even forward Hope's request to Hanoi.
Not even for the visa?
I hope Bob never finds that out.
Yeah. Not even for the visa?
Yeah, not even for the visa. He said he just didn't take it serious.
No. Anything else we need to talk about, Ralph?
Well, I'm sure there is, Murphy,
if you think of anything before you leave Bangkok, we probably will be back in touch with you on some thoughts before you get away. What is the number there at the Siam? We probably have it here, but if you have it on the phone there, give it to me.
I'm going through my notes quickly here, Mercer. Let's see if there's anything else.
Okay. Any other Americans traveling through? Of course, you didn't see any at the hotel, but has he made mention, did he make mention of any other groups other than...
The only person I saw that I recognized was that Werner Blotter, the Red Cross guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think he recognized me.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing is that you'll want to see these pictures that he gave me.
Yeah, how many pictures did he give you?
I didn't count them. It must be about 15 or 18.
All of these are of the recent bombardment.
Yeah, and I think he would like, I asked him if any of these had been released to the media, and he said they had not. And I think he would like me to release them, but I'm not sure that...
Why don't we discuss that in context when you get here?
Yeah.
Did he make mention of, or did he reveal any apprehension at all about the pending trip to Peking?
Yes, he did. We talked at length about that.
Well, we don't need to get into it over the phone. We'll just get into it when you get here then.
Asked me what I thought about it, and he must have elaborated for about an hour on what he thought about it.
Is he apprehensive?
And why Pham Van Dong went up there for reassurances, and I think we have some good sense of the kind of reassurances that Pham Van Dong was given in Hanoi.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that's happened since you've been gone, and you're not aware of it, the president was on the air Sunday evening in an interview with Dan Rather for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Part of the conversation pertained to that, and the president revealed for the first time that Dr. Kissinger had discussed prisoners of war with Chou En-lai on his initial trip, and that if something did not happen by February 21, that the issue would be high on the agenda for discussions during his stay there.
That's important.
Yes.
Well, I really want to get with you so we can sort some of this out.
Well, good. You probably will be here. Let's see. It's now Wednesday here. You'll probably arrive here sometime Friday in Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'll pick you up at the airport. As soon as you get to a point in the States where you can call me and know what your flight schedule is, well, just let me know and I'll meet you.
Okay, I'll call you from L.A. probably.
Great. And you have my home phone in case it's that time of day.
Right.
I, in turn, will talk to Nancy this afternoon when she gets home from school.
Okay, fine.
And is there anything else you would like me to do?
When you call her, Murphy, see if my oldest son, Eli, is there.
Okay.
He's 12, and he has a very important basketball game Wednesday night.
Right.
Just tell him this is the Little League. Just tell him that I wish him well. I'm the coach of that team, and this...
Good.
And another father is taking my place for the game, but just tell him I hope they win.
Great. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Good. That would really impress him for you to say that.
Great.
Grubb was in a meeting and Mr. Metzger was in a meeting, so I talked to Ms. Hoffman.
Uh-huh.
And here's the story. We have good indications, Murphy, as has been portrayed by Senator McGovern and a few other people in the last few days, and as I think I've told you in the past, there is definite indications of the fact that our friends at Schwazee are willing to listen to a proposal in terms of, which is old hat, but this is coming to light again, total termination and withdrawal versus the release of prisoners. My whole reason in calling you is I'm going to try, and I'm in the process now of doing this, is setting up a meeting with the National League and George McGovern, since he's the one that heard the same story back on the 11th of September. And I would like to include you in that meeting for the purpose of us sitting down and discussing this and coming up with as kind of a general, kind of the same general thing you and I discussed here a couple weeks ago, a consolidated thought or consolidated consensus of opinion, if nothing else, on just exactly what has been proposed and what they're willing to do on the thought that now, and according to information I get now, is the time to make something happen. And I think it...
Was this Xuan Wan the call?
No, it was not the North Vietnamese at all.
Oh, I see.
And,
Was it PRG?
No, it was nobody connected with them at all.
I see.
Except him directly.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of these cases where he said, you mentioned my name and I'll have your head, you know, this sort of thing. But it's really not a great surprise to me, other than the fact I've been fishing for the last week or two for information like this. It feeds into what you were thinking a week or so ago, Murphy, and that is the fact that they're going to do something prior to Mr. Nixon's trip. And I think that they're trying to flail around now, look for where they might be able to make the best inroads and make the best pitch. But they appear to be willing to give somebody else the opportunity of taking the initiative in this thing. And
when you speak of someone else now, you're thinking non-governmental or some organization other than they already have?
No, I think that they're making an indirect pitch as far as the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Murphy. And the reason that I want to have this meeting, and I want to have it as quickly as we possibly can, is to, for, let's say, those of us that are most directly involved and without getting a large group together, sitting down with, number one, the loyal opposition, if you choose, the wives and family representation, and let's assume your business, and let's assume I'm private. Let's just say that that's a representation. And discuss this issue and see what the possibilities are of this delegation, if you choose, talking to somebody over at the staff at the White House and saying, this is the information we have, and we do want it clarified, and we think that now is the time and the opportunity to make this thing work if we're going to at all. The opinion is that if it's not done within the next few weeks, that we're going to be looking at a very long delay in terms of months until all of these other visits and things are out of the way, and it's going to be very difficult and somewhat awkward for anything to be done during the process of those trips, of course. Now, so what I'm really proposing to do or asking of you is that would you be willing to attend such a meeting? And I don't have a time or a place.
Sure. I'm interested in attending any meeting that's good for the good of these guys. You know that.
And that's the only thing that we're concerned with here.
I assume this is going to be a very private meeting.
Very private and unbeknownst. And let's say there will be no conversation as far as the press or anybody else concerned. I think this, Murphy.
Now, did the other side stipulate any that we attend, or is that just your thinking?
No. This is just a matter of... I would like to have you there for the benefit of your counsel and your knowledge and the background in this thing, and I think that we then would have a representative sampling of those people involved, because all of our experiences have been somewhat different one from another. Mm-hmm. Yours must necessarily be different than George McGovern's, as is mine, and as those of the League, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've all come up in the past few months with somewhat of the same idea, if not specifically, but the same general idea, in that this is a possibility, and all that's required here is for somebody to consolidate it and say, look, if this is done, this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have the same motives in mind, and I assume that George McGovern does, and my experience with him are one of, yes, he is a politician, yes, he is running for office, but I think he does have an honest feeling for this whole thing, and I think he's done an excellent job up to this point in reporting the facts as he knows them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no quarrel at all with those things that he has said, and I think my whole basis of reasoning goes back to a dinner that I had with Bruchette, remember,
mm-hmm.
McGovern, rather, not McGovern. Yes, McGovern had dinner with Swan Tweed on September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
On September 18th, Swan Tweed and Swan Juan and Bruchette had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I met with Bruchette, as did you, and did Cora Weiss and a few other people, and I'm sure you got the same story from him that I did, in that Swan Tweed indicated very definitely the fact that they were willing to isolate the first issue on the proposal of July 1st
mm-hmm.
and discuss it on that level only.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this really is what George McGovern's been saying for a number of months, and nobody wants to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you read the article in yesterday's paper, his remarks concerning Nixon's talk on Sunday night.
Yes, yes.
Well, this really doesn't change a thing. He's just reiterating the things that I have been told, and I'm sure the things that you have heard, the fact that they are willing to isolate these issues, Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm not disturbed but concerned the fact that if we don't make this a very strong point at this point of time and get this in front of the administration, not as a confrontation, not as an ultimatum, nothing of that sort, but purely on a constructive basis, that they may very well feel at this point that they have been listening to the loyal opposition, quote unquote, and putting very little emphasis on this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that what's happened over the past 40 hours indicates that they are willing to concede the fact that this is a possibility, and they also have backed down on the statement that the president made on Sunday night.
Do you have implicit faith in your source that called you from there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a good American source, and the person has no axe to grind at all, Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I get a little bit enthused. If it were from other sources, such as Bruchette and so forth, I would begin to question it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
particularly at this point in time. Incidentally, I understand that Bruchette's in Peking again. I don't know what that's all about, but maybe that's just as usual.
He makes a number of trips there. I don't know where he is. I haven't talked with him in a while. But
I haven't talked to him since that time I saw him in New York, which is a day or two before.
I talked with him a couple of times after that, but I don't know. I have no idea where he is at the moment.
I don't either. I just did pass that along as a side because this fellow mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about all I have to say.
Great. When you get the meeting, holler at me.
Okay, now, I've got one other question, Murphy.
Yes.
I have your... only your office phone. Is there some place I can reach you after hours?
You can reach me at 3...
You know, we stand...
The other line.
Pardon me?
Someone picked up on this line, I said.
That's also 214, right?
That is right. Right.
If I don't get any information as to time and place until after working hours, I'll try it that way.
Beautiful.
Good.
Steve, thanks much.
Right, bye.
Bye now.